Any other business? I've got a couple. One is just to draw your attention to this letter it's an email, which has been tabled about the Kennedy Town waterfront. Obviously, it's a matter which we can deal with at task force level, and they've asked for a meeting with the task force, so at the next meeting of the Hong Kong Island Task Force, we'll ask them to come and share with us their worries. And this is interesting. This is a group who obviously disagree, if I may put it that way, with the district council. So we'll have to hear and see what they have to say. Yeah. And the other thing is, just thinking aloud, I do think we really do need this another group, whether we call it task force, working group, steering group, I'm not sure. But I would like to suggest that we set up another group which the brief or the remit of which is Vision for Victoria Harbour. And that is their remit. We want them to come up with a vision for Victoria Harbour, and they would work on that so that it provides us with context within which to look at all these individual proposals. But we'll circulate this to you and seek your formal views and indeed our potential membership, because I think we do need to look at things holistically. Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, I support your proposal, but I would suggest to review, if the waters are going to be included in each geographic task force, then there's no necessarily a need for the Land Water Interface Task Force. We discuss Kwun Tong typhoon shelter in one and then in the other. So there's an overlap, but also a disconnect, as we just found out, that there was a different presentation in one and the other meeting with the Marine Department. So what I suggest is that water will be dealt with in each of them, so we don't need to deal with land water interface issues anymore. We've explored all of the relevant technical questions in the last few years, but then maybe vision, activation, and events, the whole activation of our waterfronts and sort of vision for what we're going to happen on our waterfront, the activation and events on the water and on the waterfront needs to be dealt with. When we talk about Ferris wheel, short-term tenancy uses, all of that needs to be resolved I'm sure KY will be happy to lead those questions in his team. So with some amendments to the terms of reference, we can maintain the number of groups we have rather than have yet another group and another group. So I'll try to see if we can have some efficiencies.
My only point was, I think vision comes first. We need to sort out vision before we get into activities and the like. I think in the interim, activities can be dealt with at a task force level. Anyway, we'll circulate and come back to you, but I take your point. We do need context. We do need that master concept within which to consider all these proposals. Otherwise, as I say, it's a jigsaw exercise. Yep. Yep. Anybody else like to raise anything under any other business? Please, Tony.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a quick one. I noticed in the last meeting, there is a closed-door sessions discussing about a progress report on the working group on the protection of harbour ordinance.
Right.
For the benefit of the new member, like myself, can I have a copy of the report?
The answer is, I'm sure, yes.
Thank you.
Definitely. And the work of that group is not finished, as you can imagine. So again, if people have interest to familiarise themselves with the situation and join the group, that would be very helpful. But it is an issue, and it's something we have to really get to grips with. Yep. All right. Any other points, members? Thank you very much. Thank you. A lot of work ahead of us.